He was a frontier doctor that found himself in the middle of the Dakota War. His work in that conflict led him to take a medical position with the Army during the U.S. Civil War. And from there, well, you know this doctor. You perhaps just didn't know the beginning to his story. I'll explain on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
W.W. Mayo was born in England in 1819. He received schooling in chemistry before coming to New York in 1846.
Came to the United States and worked at the Bellevue Hospital for about a month as a pharmacist, and then decided he wanted to move farther west. He ended up in Indiana, where he actually went back to school, a 16-week program to become a doctor.
Becky Pollock says Mayo shared a microscope with 100 other students as he received that training. He married his wife Louisa while in Indiana, but during his time there, he contracted malaria.
With that comes fevers and chills, and he hooked up his buggy one day and told his wife that he was going to drive until he gets well or die. He ended up in Galena, Illinois, where he boarded a steamboat and went north to Minnesota.
Minnesota was a territory at the time and was touting its land as malaria-free in an effort to draw new citizens. He later moved to a farm about 50 miles southwest of today's Twin Cities.
This was the first place he practiced medicine on his own. His practice was in his house, so he had an office upstairs, and he didn't see patients in that room. Doctors at this time period always went to see patients in their own home.
While the Civil War raged in the eastern U.S., another war, what is often called the Dakota War, was taking place in Minnesota.
The War of 1862 happened in Le Sueur. Most of the men from the city mustered in as the Le Sueur Tigers and went to New Ulm, while New Ulm was under attack during the U.S.-Dakota War. And Dr. Mayo joined them and treated the wounded while in New Ulm.
But how did a doctor living in a small town on the Minnesota frontier become the namesake for a hospital system regarded as one of the best in the world? That story next time as we travel the countryside in Le Sueur, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.